President Lee said the international community needs what he called persistent patience with North Korea, that it will be difficult to convince the reclusive nation to give up its nuclear weapons, but not impossible. President Lee and President Bush spoke to reporters at Camp David, reaffirming their commitment to the multilateral effort to end North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Speaking through a translator, President Lee said South Korea, the United States, China, Russia, and Japan are determined to reach that goal.
Both of us reaffirmed once again that under no circumstances would we allow North Korea to possess nuclear weapons. Also, we agreed to work together closely within the six-party talks so that North Korea can fully and completely give up all their nuclear weapons program as soon as possible.
As part of the six-party deal, North Korea agreed to provide by last December a full declaration of all its nuclear activities, including uranium enrichment and proliferation. In exchange for giving up its nuclear program, including weapons, Pyongyang is to get economic aid and diplomatic benefits. But the declaration has not been delivered. President Bush said North Korean leader Kim Jong-il may be stalling for time.
One thing about a non-transparent society where there's not a lot of free press, for example, or a lot of opposition voices, it's hard to tell what's going on. Now, he's made declarations, and he's testing the relationship. He's wondering whether or not the five of us will stay unified.
The president's hearing criticism from within his own political party, including from former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, who's accused the administration of capitulating to Pyongyang on what North Korea must disclose. Mr. Bush said the burden of proof remains on Pyongyang.
They've made some promises, and we'll make a judgment as to whether they met those promises. And then we and our partners will take a look at North Korea's full declaration to determine whether or not the activities they promised they could do can be verified, and then we'll make a judgment of our own as to whether or not, we'll about our own obligations.
President Bush said people should wait and see what North Korea says before judging the deal. On Sunday, the U.S. is sending a team to North Korea for more talks on the declaration. At the news conference, President Bush also said that Congress should approve a free trade agreement with South Korea this year. He told Mr. Lee the agreement is a priority for his administration. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.